This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Listeners of a certain age will remember the late 1970s, early 1980s sitcom One Day at a Time. Listeners not of a certain age are just going to have to take my word for it because it is a classic of the genre, one of a string of shows created by the legendary Norman Lear, a single mom and her kids just trying to get by. Netflix is rebooting One Day at a Time for a 21st century audience dealing with a 21st century set of problems. Gloria Calderon-Kellett is one of the showrunners. Norman Lear is Norman Lear. Thank you both for coming down to the studio.
Thank you.
It's as easy as it seems.
That's the beauty of radio. Let me start with you, Norman Lear, and ask you why this show for the reboot. Of all the shows you've done, why One Day at a Time?
Because somebody came to me with the notion. I didn't happen to wake up with the idea. Brent Miller, young producer, one of the producers on our show, had been talking to somebody else. I don't know. I can't remember who that third person was.
Mm-hmm.
How about a Latino version of One Day at a Time?
Yeah.
The next thing that happened was to meet this young woman, Gloria Calderon-Kellett, and her partner, Mike Royce, partner on this project. And we all hit it off. And I fell in love with the idea, just sitting, talking, listening to her talk about her family.
So, Gloria Calderon-Kellett, tell me about that. Because this is, I mean, it's a little autobiographical here, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's a lot of autobiographical.
Oh, yes.
I wish you guys could see her eyes popping up.
Yes, well, you know, when somebody calls and says, would you like to sit down with Norman Lear?
Yeah.
That's... You steady yourself on the nearest wall. And then you say, okay. So, you know, he's very disarming and very charming and so easy to talk to and so legitimately curious. And I just answered all of his questions. And he just was asking me about my family and how they came here. They came in 1962 from Cuba during a program called Operation Pedro Pan, which is something we talk about on the show. And he asked me about my mother, and I told him all about her. She's a little boob popsicle firecracker. I said, just picture Rita Moreno. That's what my mom kind of was, you know.
Well, you're stealing the Rita Moreno question because, I mean, no disrespect to anybody else in this cast, but she is the whole smash on this show, man. She is unbelievable, right?
No, she's great. She's great. Justina Machado is her match.
And
they both know it. That's true. The woman who plays the lead.
That's
totally true.
My God.
How different is it for you? And we should say you came from many other places, Gloria, but How I Met Your Mother. So you've done traditional network and Norman, you've obviously done a bunch. How different is it not to have to do this thing in three acts with 22 minutes of content and commercial breaks as opposed to doing it for half an hour?
It's
what I mean?
Glorious.
It's great.
And the other beauty is that with this extra time, because I was on Rules of Engagement was the last multi I was on, and those episodes were about 20 minutes.
Multi-camera,
multi-camera,
right?
Yes. Those were about 20 minutes, 21 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
That's 8 minutes of content is quite significant in having those silent moments and those jokes.
And you take a beat and whatever, right?
I remember back to 27 minutes was the, or 26 point something. And then they just started to take more time out.
For commercial.
Then of the reruns, they wanted to take time out. So we had to go back and edit our own shows, and that was agony. Agony, taking time out of content that you cared about.
You, in your earlier days, were known for, and still are known for this, for incisive social commentary on events of the day. And you're taking this on in this show as well, right? With illegal immigration and with, you know, women in the military. I mean, all of that stuff. How much are we going to see in season two of this show of what's going on in the American body politic today?
Well, that's a great question. Because we've got a Gloria Calderon-Kellett here and a Mike Royce, who are family people, as I said, to the extent that her family comes to the see the show. And Mike Royce, a dad and, you know, a family man. And we're going to be dealing with the problems that face all Americans. We start as Americans. So we're going to deal with the problems that face all Americans. And then we're a Latino family.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly am in love with the commonness of our humanity. You know, I've never worked with a Latina family, but a Jewish family isn't all that different. Mm-hmm. They're human beings. They love and react and and are upset the same way. The same way in a real human way, very different in the way they perform. So I'm learning a great deal about this woman and her family.
Intending absolutely no disrespect, I have the sensation right now that you're not answering the question the way you want to answer the question, right? The question was, let's think about what's going on in this country right now.
Yeah.
And you're Norman Lear, and you're the guy who put Maude on the air and All in the Family on the air and things that spoke sharply and incisively about what was going on in this country.
Right. And we're going to be talking about, do we really want a five-year-old with a biscuit in his pocket?
And a phone.
And
we'll,
a phone.
We'll turn the phone off.
I've got a very...
He always answers the phone.
Right.
He's answered...
Is he really going to answer the phone?
Hello?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
we go. He's
he always
the
does.
Phone.
This is a really true
Hello?
Thing.
Wow.
Even in pitch
oh,
meetings.
Oh, you're going to love this.
We would like to inform you that your membership rewards points have been...
Oh, no, you're kidding. My membership rewards...
Oh, no. Oh, this
really
is...
This,
right
no,
now.
No, 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 no. This is so
don't.
Important.
This is a real thing. That is that actually happened.
Yeah.
And an
no,
interactive
here's
request.
The thing. I have yeah. six... children.
Yeah.
I've told them forever, I will never, I'll always be available to you. They call rarely, but when they call, it's for something important. So I keep the phone on. I'm sorry.
Amen to that. No, that's fair. That's totally fair. And it's a lesson I could take as a dad.
to get to your question
yeah.
now, I think the one difference between Netflix and what Norman was able to do is the speed with which he was able to talk about things that were happening in the news.
Right.
We are
on a weekly production
on
cycle.
On a weekly
back
production
then. Yeah.
cycle. We have to, we are making, you know, we finished shooting our show in August.
Wow.
So we knew we couldn't talk. We would have loved to talk about the election. We would have loved to talk about the what was happening in this country at that time. We couldn't do it because we didn't know who was going to be president. We didn't know what things were going to be when we knew we would be airing in January.
Mm-hmm.
So are there things we're going to want to talk about with this election? And yes, how we have to be smart in the way that we do that because we don't know what's going to be happening 6 months from mm-hmm. that point. Does that mean flashbacks to the election and to marches and things like that? Perhaps. But we're not exactly, we would like to do it,
right.
yes.
That's
we would
the way
very
we're going
like
to have
to
do
it.
It.
Right.
We were talking 10 minutes before we sat down with yeah. you about how to deal with it. You know, we've got a six-year-old in the White House with a biscuit in his pocket. And we got to talk about that.
Norman Lear. Gloria Calderon Kellett. It's One Day at a Time on Netflix. Thank you both so much.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you.